Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA, an iHeart radio station.
Good morning, Orlando. This is Orlando's news, weather, and traffic on News Radio WFLA, Orlando. Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, AM 540, and worldwide on your iHeart Radio app. I'm Simon Conway.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, a busy morning at the Cape. More in 1 minute.
And what is the city doing to crack down on crime in Orlando? That's coming right up on Good Morning, Orlando.
6:02 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. SpaceX is targeting this morning for a Falcon 9 launch of 53 Starlink satellites to low Earth orbit from Kennedy Space Center. The time of the instantaneous launch window has been moved back almost 40 minutes, now scheduled for 6:59. Meanwhile, Boeing's Starliner capsule is cleared for an unmanned test flight to the International Space Station from Cape Canaveral. NASA's Steve Stitch said yesterday's launch readiness review went well.
It was short. It was very clean. There's really no issues that ULA, Boeing, or NASA are working. So we're go to proceed toward the launch on Thursday, 6:54 p.m. Eastern Time.
A successful test flight will move Starliner closer to being certified to carry astronauts. This news is brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. A GOP primary race in Pennsylvania is too close to call at this hour. TV personality Mehmet Oz and businessman David McCormick are neck and neck. In North Carolina, results from last night's election show Congressman Madison Cawthorn lost to State Senator Chuck Edwards. President Biden says he clearly understands the anger and pain of losing a loved one. Speaking in Buffalo after Saturday's deadly mass shooting, the president acknowledged the 10 victims of the massacre at a grocery store.
Jill and I have come to stand with you, and to the families, we've come to grieve with you. It's not the same, but we know a little bit what it's like to lose a piece of your soul.
Biden called white supremacy a poison in America. He added hate and fear are being given too much oxygen in the U.S. Florida might not be as attractive a place to live as it used to be, Rick Hoschel explains.
U.S. News and World Report issued its annual Best Places to Live list, and all but two Florida cities fell in the rankings. Sarasota remained the best place to live in the state at number 9 in the country, and Daytona Beach moved up one spot to 68th. Orlando had the biggest drop due to its lack of affordability, from 60th last year to 118th this year, and Naples fell out of the top 10 from 7th to 12th. Nationally, the best place to live is Huntsville, Alabama, followed by Colorado Springs. Rick Hoschel, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
In Washington, the House is voting today on a bill to help ease the baby formula shortage. It would give emergency authority to the WIC program. That means people who rely on WIC vouchers for food assistance could use them on any brand of formula and not be restricted. And the Stanley Cup champions take the NHL's top-seeded team to school.
Game one of the Sunshine State playoff series between the Tampa Bay Lightning and Florida Panthers went to Tampa Bay as they knocked off Florida 4-1. Nikita Kucherov had a huge assist and goal to help set the pace.
Kucherov looking things over.
Shoots! Score!
There you go.
Kucherov!
Soonsy shoots.
Lightning Radio with the call. Game two of the best-of-seven series comes up from Sunrise on Thursday night. I'm Jason Barringer.
WFLA News Time is 6:05. More record summer-like temperatures are expected across the U.S. That story is online at WFLAOrlando.com. Later this morning, you can win $1,000. Be listening right after 9 a.m. for the keyword that could put a grand in your hand. The first hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, 107.7 HD3, AM 540, and the iHeart Radio app. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. Simon Conway in the chair this morning at 6:06 on this Wednesday morning. Made it halfway through the week. That's pretty good, and we're delighted to be here. There is a lot going on as ever on this show, but I want to talk to you about crime in Orlando this morning. We've had conversations about crime numerous times on this show because a day does not go by when you're prepping the show, there's yet another crime headline that we could talk about. We don't do it every day because, frankly, it would get boring.
And depressing.
Depressing, but we also become immune to it after a while. You know, I grew up in London, and I can tell you, nightly when I was growing up, the news included the latest atrocity from the IRA in Northern Ireland. Nightly. And you become immune to it. So unless it's like a big attack with lots of dead people, you actually don't pay much attention to it. Because it's on every night. Oh, they did it again. Oh, they did it again. Oh, there's another dead person. And you do. You become immune to it. So that's not why I don't do it every day. I don't do it every day because it would be boring. But when we have a plethora of crime and death and destruction, then we talk about it. And now, finally, the city of Orlando is looking at ways to crack down on crime after all these issues that there have been downtown, right? The most recent was the arrest of a man and two teens, which happened on Monday after a shooting incident. It's interesting when you look at the way cities think, though, isn't it? So the Orlando's planning board are looking at what they think are potential solutions to this violence that we've got downtown. And I'm going to go through some of them with you after we take this first time out this morning. I'm going to go through some of them with you and scratch my head right along with you. Because I don't think any of these are the actual answer. And it seems cities and counties and places that have this problem are really trying to avoid the obvious answer. The tried and tested answer that has been proven to work in other places. We don't want to do that for some reason. We're going to chat about it straight ahead. It is 6:08 on this Wednesday morning. Simon Conway in the chair, and this is Good Morning Orlando. Top stories we're following for you this morning include Osceola County deputies are responsible for a man, in the words of his lawyer, being cooked alive. That's what lawyers for Gene Barreto said yesterday about an incident at an Orange County gas station 3 months ago. They say the 26-year-old suffered third-degree burns after a taser used by deputies sparked a fire at one of the pumps. Updates at least every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning right here on Good Morning Orlando.
Money, real estate, investments. Learn from the pros. Evenings and weekends. News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. Simon Conway in the chair this morning, and it is 6:13 on this Wednesday morning. Orlando is looking to crack down on crime after the latest spike in crime. And who is tasked with this? You would think the cops, right? Let's go and give it to law enforcement. We need to crack down on crime. Law enforcement, obviously, is the route we're going to go. Well, you would be wrong. Orlando's planning board, no, really, Orlando's planning board yesterday had a presentation. It had three amendments aimed at businesses which work late at night in downtown Orlando. The project manager, Jason Burton, said, "We're going from a more reactive code enforcement scheme to a more proactive way." Mm-hmm. One of the amendments that would require new owners to apply for a special use permit and show they've got a safety plan if they want to serve booze after midnight. 11:59, you are okay. 12:01, man, you're going to need a new permit. Then there's another one with parking lots. Now, according to the city, a lot of crime originates in parking lots. Now, we've all done this, right? You go downtown, you park in a parking lot. By the time you go to whatever event it is, by the time you come back to your car in your parking lot, which could be fairly dark, there's nobody there. They've all gone home because they took all the money. So getting you out of there is like way low on the priority list. Well, I like that. I like this change. I don't think it's going to do much to the whole crime problem we've got downtown, but I do like the change. It's going to require owners, okay, to have a security plan and to block off their lots once they're closed. But, and again, what we're experiencing is someone will take money and fill up their lot, and at midnight they're gone. They're leaving the city or the police department with the problems associated with that particular lot until 3 or 4 in the morning. I approve of that. It's your business. Stick around. And then, this one's weird to me. The planning department, remember, this is about addressing crime. The planning department wants the city to raise the decibel limit, the noise limit, from 75 decibels to 85 decibels, which they're saying would encourage the businesses to operate within the range. It sounds a little counterintuitive to increase the level, but in actuality, it will bring everybody to an even playing field, Burton said. The planning board gave all this unanimous approval. They've sent the amendments up to the city. The city's going to vote on next month. Anyone? Does anyone think that's going to have any impact on the crime situation in downtown Orlando? Anybody?
I'm trying to wrap...
407.
Sorry.
Right?
I'm trying to wrap my head around...
No, I'm just
going to
give the number.
How do you think letting people be louder is going to stop crime?
It's a remarkable thing, right? We all recognize there's a problem. I'm pleased the city said, man, there's a problem. I'm pleased with that. This is the solution? Is this one of those, hey, we're doing something? Is this one of those? Because I'm genuinely scratching my head. When I saw this story as I'm prepping the show, the headline, Orlando looks to crack down on crime. Okay. We can all be on board with that. We want to reduce crime. How do you really reduce crime? It's 6:18. I know. Not because I'm an expert. Because I'm not. It's because I have the ability to read and look at what has worked in other places in the United States. That's how I know. I'm going to tell you what Orlando needs to do straight ahead. 6:18 on this Wednesday morning. Simon Conway in the chair, and this is News Radio WFLA Orlando. Top stories we're following for you this morning include Florida customers of three insurance companies could see major increase in the cost of their homeowners' policies. The state's Office of Insurance Regulation is holding hearings today on rate hike proposals from Florida Farm Bureau Insurance, First Floridian Auto and Home Insurance, and Kin Insurance Network. They range from 23 to 49%. Updates at least every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning, right here on Good Morning Orlando.
From News Radio WFLA, this is Good Morning Orlando. Call us at 407-916-5400 or text us at 23680.
Good morning, Orlando. It is 6:23 on this Wednesday morning. We're talking about crime in downtown Orlando. The city wants to crack down on it. That's a good thing, right? It's a good thing. And they're going to do stuff with parking. Mm-hmm. They're going to do stuff for new businesses are going to need a special license to sell booze after midnight. So, you know, 11:59, all good. 12:01, not good. And old businesses will have an advantage because they're not going to need that. Interesting. And the final proposal is about parking. That'll do it. That'll show them. Amazing. So how do you actually crack down on crime? Well, you crack down on crime. I have brought this up before. Once upon a time, and I think it's going back there right now, by the way, because they've changed the policies, but once upon a time, if you wanted to go visit New York City, you would steer clear of Times Square. There were a lot of hookers. There was a lot of drugs. And there was violence. Then along comes Rudy Giuliani. And he cleans it up. Then Times Square becomes a tourist attraction. As I say, right now it may not be. I haven't been to New York in quite some time, and I really have no desire to go there. My wife does, by the way. She's never been. So sooner or later, I guess we'll be going to New York City, but I'll be doing quite a bit of research first. Anyway, the way you crack down on crime is to crack down on crime. You start with a zero tolerance policy. Jaywalking? Yep. We're going to hook you. Whatever minor infraction is going on, that's where you start. The bigger problem you've got now in a place like New York, of course, which is why I don't really want to reference New York too much, is whatever you do in New York, they're throwing you back on the streets within a couple of hours, tops. So what New York is doing now, not the answer. What New York used to do is the answer. If you're going to crack down on crime, you have to crack down on crime. And the people you get to crack down on crime are, of course, law enforcement people. We want the cops. Parking? I mean, these are all little, you know, these little three ideas, they're calling them amendments, these three ideas to the code are fine. I'm not sure about the bar one. Because if we're going to do that, surely it should be all businesses, right? Not just the new ones. I'm not sure about the decibel limit, but maybe there's some science involved in that. I'm not going to argue with them over 10 decibels. And the parking one, yeah, that's pretty reasonable that if you have a business and you've taken money off customers, you're there when they come and pick up their car. That's pretty reasonable. I just don't see the crackdown on crime part of any of that. 407-916-5400. You can text us at 23680. And in fact, we've got a few texts, one of which Guy says he's not sure if they're serious. Let's hear it, Guy. I'm excited now.
Everybody knows that increasing the restrictions on law-abiding citizens results in a significant drop in crime. That's why we always see a drop in gun-related crime whenever they increase regulations on gun purchases and ownership.
Yeah, I think
so
it's
right.
Pretty clear that was sarcastic.
Yeah, pretty clear. Yep. This is just bizarre to me. I mean, it really is bizarre. Look, there is definitely a problem. Okay, we're all on the same page that we need to do something about it. And I believe this is the city's planning department saying, we're doing something! Great. Excellent.
Look up here.
Yep. Because I don't see any of this, any of it, as a way we're going to, you know, crack down on crime and maybe that decibel limit will cap down on shootings. I'm not sure what the decibels produced by a 9mm are. I think it might depend on the firearm.
I can just picture a gunfire and then a policeman saying, shh. Hush.
Dude, that's too loud.
Ah, my ears.
Well, 407-916-5400. That's where your tax dollars are going, ladies and gentlemen. It is 6:28. It's time for Alan Spector. Alan,
the Magic win the lottery, and the battle over cruise line vacations goes to court. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather, together in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. It's 6:32 on this Wednesday morning. The Magic win the lottery, finally. And the battle over cruise lines goes to court. Here's Alan Spector in the WFLA News Center. Alan?
Simon, the Magic are the big winners at the NBA Draft Lottery. Orlando will be selecting first overall in this year's draft. The Magic's president of basketball operations, Jeff Weltman, is excited.
I feel like the lottery is kind of a special event because it just makes us all fans, basically. We're all just rooting for our team and hoping that number pops up the right way. So, but teams are built on these breaks. So it's an important night for us, and obviously we're thrilled to have caught our break.
It's the fourth time Orlando has the number one pick in the draft. The Magic have previously selected Shaquille O'Neal, Chris Webber, who was traded for Penny Hardaway, and Dwight Howard first overall. This news is brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. Gas prices nationwide jumped another 4 cents overnight. Mark Mayfield has more.
The record high for regular in the U.S. is now up to $4.56 a gallon. The highest prices are out west, where the statewide averages in Alaska, Hawaii, Washington, Oregon, and Nevada are all over $5 a gallon. California is now up to $6.05 a gallon. The least expensive gas is in Kansas, where the statewide average is $4.02 a gallon. Mark Mayfield, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
Here in Florida, the statewide average gas price is $4.51 today. In Metro Orlando, it's $4.49 a gallon. There's a new start date for the sentencing phase of the confessed Parkland High School shooter. Yesterday, the judge announced it will begin June 27th. Once selected, the jury will decide if Nicholas Cruz should be executed or spend life in prison. The battle over whether Norwegian cruise lines can require passengers to show proof they've been vaccinated goes before a panel of the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Wendy Grossman reports.
At issue is whether Florida's vaccine passport ban violates free speech. Barry University law professor Terry Day says the question is whether the Florida statute prohibits freedom of expression.
Florida says it's not a speech regulation. Florida says it's merely an economic regulation, and it regulates what businesses can and can't do.
She says the state will argue it's also protecting medical privacy of citizens. There is a Supreme Court precedent saying during a pandemic, government-required vaccines do not violate liberty interests due to the compelling interest to preserve public health. Wendy Grossman, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
WFLA News Time is 6:35. You can win a pair of tickets to see the Zac Brown Band in Tampa. Find out how on our website, WFLAOrlando.com.
Top stories we're following for you this morning include First Lady Jill Biden is speaking out about the nationwide baby formula shortage in a public service announcement. She said President Joe Biden and his team are working around the clock to get formula supplies back up. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy also spoke on the PSA, said they are working to safely import supply from abroad. Updates at least every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning, right here on Good Morning Orlando.
Follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at WFLA Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. 6:44 on this Wednesday morning. While we're talking about baby formula, it's getting ridiculous, isn't it? This is the United States of America. And we've had shortages of all kinds of stuff on our shelves in the basically since this president has come to office. The latest is baby formula. About half of it comes from China. Not sure that's a smart move anyway, but half of it comes from China. They've been locking down cities like crazy, so that's a supply chain problem. Then they've got to physically get it here, and you're going to see, remember all those lines of container vessels trying to get into the port of LA? Remember all of that? Yeah. That's going to happen again this coming summer. That's half it. The other half apparently comes from this one place in Michigan that we closed down. And so the reality, if you're a mom and a dad trying to feed your baby, the reality is beyond heartbreaking. It's truly scary. WMTW, they caught up with a mom in Portland, Maine.
I never thought that I would see the day that my daughter would lack for anything in America.
Elizabeth Lejeune is a new mom to five-month-old Everly. Due to unsuccessful attempts at breastfeeding caused by health complications, Lejeune turned to baby formula that would soothe her baby's sensitive stomach. After the Similac recall, Lejeune realized it was getting more and more difficult to find formula for Everly.
We're talking about babies that need to eat.
After searching in three stores and coming up short, Lejeune says she broke down at the empty shelves.
I just stood in a store and wept because it was a terror unlike anything I've ever felt.
When Lejeune does find formula, she says her impulse is to buy them all, but she refrains.
I leave one for another mom so that they don't have to stand in an aisle and cry and be terrified like I was that day.
The United States of America. I mean, there's a limit on what you can give your kid, right? You can get away with Pedialyte or something like that for maybe a couple of days. Don't do anything, by the way, without talking to your pediatrician. But this is the stuff that makes your baby grow, makes your baby develop. You can't water it down. That can restrict growth. It can actually have effects in the brain, I've read. And so what do you do? How do we get here? This is America. Genuinely scary, right? Genuinely. So that is what we're looking at right now. And you just wonder what the real way out of it is. So we're going to import stuff from Canada, okay? And they're going to have to relax restrictions to enable us to do that. Are we really worried about what Canada's feeding its babies?
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere.
and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Or is this, or are these restrictions more economic in nature? I don't know. It's a very weird and scary time for sure. You know, I've told you yesterday. My youngest daughter is pregnant. Her aim is to breastfeed, but as you just heard, and if you didn't already know, not all women can. But this is really a very strange situation. It's 6:48 on this Wednesday morning. I'm Simon Conway in the chair for Bud. Bud continues to recover at home, and we wish you well, buddy. So we got this until you're good enough to get back behind the microphone. You don't worry about a thing, and we'll keep in touch as we have been. It's 6:48 on this Wednesday morning. Simon Conway in the chair, and this is Good Morning Orlando. Top stories we're following for you this morning include: a woman is dead after a shooting in Volusia County. Deland police say her body was found yesterday afternoon in a car outside of Walgreens at East New York Avenue and South Amelia Avenue. She has not been identified, and there's no word on a suspect. Updates at least every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning, right here on Good Morning Orlando.
Glenn Beck, weekdays 9 a.m. till noon on News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. 6:52, clock ticking round to 6:53. And you do worry that when formula becomes available again, it might be really, really expensive. So how about we help you out and show you how you could win $1,000?
Dollars.
Yep, right at 9 a.m., we're going to start giving you an hourly nationwide keyword. That goes all the way through 5. When you hear that $1,000 keyword, you log on to WFLAOrlando.com, enter it in, and within the hour, if you win, you're going to get a phone call from a number you don't recognize. Pick it up, and we're going to put a grand in your hand.
There you go. That's how that works. And then you'll be able to buy baby formula and a tank of gas. Pretty much. you know, it is interesting how we got here. I mean, Guy, you have some thoughts about this.
Pardon me?
You have some thoughts about how we got here, right, with the baby formula crisis?
Oh, yeah. We have a text that came in that says, how do we get here? Failure of capitalism. When you allow a company to monopolize a product, this is what happens. Don't make it more difficult than what it is. You're welcome.
It's not even a company. I mean, I don't disagree with you that there should be more than one company. The fact that you closed down one factory, this is what we're being told. I'm still finding it hard to believe, by the way. But the fact that you closed down one place in Michigan and we've got this nationwide shortage, that's crazy. Because even if you say you've got this one company that's monopolizing everything, which we can, you know, agree or disagree that that's an okay thing, you surely cannot have all the production in one factory. What if the place burns down? What do you do then? It's nuts to go down that road, right? We can all agree with that. That's crazy. And then when you add the close down in China, the fact that we're importing all this stuff from China is just nuts. We are killing ourselves. And if you want a visual on how this looks, little side issue. There's a very, very famous battleship called the USS Iowa. She is the first in the class of the Iowa-class battleships. We made 4 of them. The Iowa, the Missouri, on which the World War II Japanese surrender was taken. The New Jersey, my apologies. And the Wisconsin, those are the 4. They're the last battleships this country will ever make. And the Iowa is in the port of L.A. I happen to be on the board of trustees of the USS Iowa, which is such a great honor to be a part of preserving this huge part of American history. And so I go down to the ship every now and again, well, every year at least, and it's opposite these container vessels that unload. And the reason I bring this up is because here's the scary thing. They come in, and you can see how heavily laden they are by how low in the water they are. When they leave, they've got all the containers back on board, but they're empty. And you can tell that by how high in the water these Chinese container vessels are. It's the absolute visual that you need to understand what is wrong fundamentally with our country. Now, a lot of what we import from China, we import a lot of crap. Because we buy a lot of crap, okay? But apparently, a big part of what we import is baby formula. I had genuinely no idea. Genuinely no idea that 44% is the number I've seen during doing my research. 44% of the baby formula in this country comes from China. How do we get there? Because that's nuts too, right? 407-916-5400, 407-916-5400. You can text us at 23680. And by the way, to that texter, thank you for sending that in. I appreciate it. It's not a failure of capitalism, but it is certainly a failure of thinking things all the way through. And if that one factory in Michigan supplies all that formula in terms of the greatest percentage of what we need in this country, it's not the one company problem, it's the one factory problem. I have no issue with one company monopolizing. If they're producing a better mousetrap, then they should win, right? But a better mousetrap in one factory is a really dumb idea. So hopefully they'll figure that part out as we go forward. It's 6:58 on this Wednesday morning. I'm Simon Conway in the chair, and this is Good Morning Orlando.
We're about a minute away from a launch at the Cape, and the heat stay hot. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA, an iHeart radio station.
Good morning, Orlando. This is Orlando's news, weather, and traffic on News Radio WFLA, Orlando. Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, AM 540, and worldwide on your iHeart Radio app. I'm Simon Conway.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, launch time at Kennedy Space Center. More in 1 minute.
And how much worse can it get on our southern border? Well, Title 42 expires next week. That's coming right up on Good Morning Orlando.
7:01 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. A beautiful morning for a launch from Kennedy Space Center. Guy Roberts is my eyes and ears in the control room. How did the SpaceX launch go? It was supposed to go up about 1 minute ago.
They are currently in flight.
Ah, good news. Yeah, that is a Falcon 9 rocket, which is carrying 53 Starlink satellites to low Earth orbit. The time of the instantaneous launch window had been moved back about 40 minutes or so, and as we said, happened about 1 minute ago. Thanks, Guy.
Welcome.
Next, it's Boeing's turn to launch its Starliner spacecraft on an unmanned test flight tomorrow evening. The manager of NASA's Commercial Crew Program, Steve Stitch, is champing at the bit.
You know, we're at that point now where it's time to go fly Starliner and go test the systems, in particular for this flight, the uncrewed test flight. It'll be a test of the rendezvous and docking system, the navigation sensors, and the NASA docking system as we dock to the space station.
A successful test flight will clear the way for NASA and Boeing to certify the capsule for its first mission carrying astronauts into space. An Atlas V rocket is scheduled for launch tomorrow evening at 6:54. This news is brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. More results are expected today from the biggest election night so far this year. In Pennsylvania, the GOP Senate primary is still too close to call. Celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz and David McCormick both have about 31% of the vote. Twitter says it plans to complete its $44 billion deal with Elon Musk, even as the world's richest person is hesitating, Trey Thomas reports.
The social media company made that plain in an SEC filing Tuesday night. The Twitter board also told Bloomberg it intends to close the transaction and enforce the merger agreement. Musk put the brakes on negotiations Tuesday. The Tesla and SpaceX CEO said the buyout can't go forward unless Twitter's CEO proves the platform has fewer than 5% fake accounts. Trey Thomas, News Radio, WFLA, Orlando.
First Lady Jill Biden is speaking out about the nationwide baby formula shortage in a public service announcement. She said President Joe Biden and his team are trying to help.
I know that you're worried about how you're going to feed your baby. The president sees you and he hears you, and his team is working around the clock to get you what you need.
Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, who also spoke on the PSA, said they're working to safely import supply from abroad. The baby formula shortage has left reportedly more than 40% of the country's supply out of stock. And the top seed in the East jumps out to an early edge in their NBA conference final.
Jimmy Buckets opens the Eastern Finals with a bang.
Drives inside, stops, turns, layup, got it. This is a Miami Avalanche here in the third quarter.
Call courtesy of ESPN. Jimmy Butler takes the steal straight to the basket. The Miami Heat outscoring the Boston Celtics in the third quarter Tuesday, 39-14, pulling away in the second half as Butler would finish with a game-high 41 points to cap off a 118-107 victory for the Heat in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Celtics went without Marcus Smart in that loss due to a foot injury. They also lost Al Horford to the COVID health and safety protocols prior to tip-off. Game 2 in the Eastern Finals set for Thursday in Miami. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
WFLA News Time is 7:05. Florida's former Secretary of State is running for Congress. That story is online at WFLAOrlando.com. Starting just after 9 a.m., our Grand in Your Hand contest resumes. Be listening for the next keyword, and you could win $1,000. The second hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
Now on FM 94.1. Still on FM 93.1. News Radio WFLA Orlando. And still on AM 540.
Good morning, Orlando. 7:06 on this Wednesday morning. She's running for Congress? No. Laurel Lee, really?
Surprise.
Resigned last week?
Yes.
And now she's running for I'm stunned.
You can find all the details online, and they are juicy at WFLAOrlando.com. Yes. As far as you know, they're juicy.
Yes, they are juicy. Well, actually, I had that story in my stack of stuff.
Yep.
And now I'm going to have to remove it because, obviously, people want to go to WFLAOrlando.com, really.
Your stack is now lighter. You're welcome.
Yes, so there you go.
Yeah.
I'm stunned, though. I just want everybody to know, when she resigned last week, I was like, can I just enjoy the beach, is she?
More time with the family?
Apparently not. Apparently not. So there you go. I'm absolutely stunned, but that is happening. You can get all the deets, the juicy deets, at WFLAOrlando.com. And here's my story from the stack stuff, okay? This is it.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Not a sound effect. And that's on the floor now.
What are you, super glue those stories together? What's going on there?
There you go. And, you know one of the things I miss about Central Florida? When that Saharan dust comes into town.
It's so romantic.
It is. Your car gets covered in it, and then you make the silly mistake of running it through the car wash.
Yeah.
In hopes that will solve it. Only to wake up the next morning and find out it hasn't cleared out of Dodge just yet. So first one is heading our way. Should arrive by the weekend if you want to, you know, like put up some welcoming banners or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Yes, I know. Everybody's excited.
I think there might be a parade downtown. I'm not sure.
Just to be part of it.
Welcome the Saharan dust wind.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18
plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Yes, apparently it's going to stick around through early next week, so you might want to wait till at least this time next week before you wash your car. Just saying. Just saying. And yes, I miss that a lot. Those and love bugs. Those are the two things I miss the most. Mm-hmm. All right, ladies and gentlemen. It's 7:08 on this Wednesday morning. And there's a big crisis at our southern border. We all know about it. We're going to talk to the former head of ICE and the former head of Customs and Border Patrol. He held both jobs. He also worked for President Obama and President Trump. He's an expert on illegal immigration into our country. His name is Mark Morgan. And he's up next. This is Good Morning Orlando. Top stories we're following for you this morning include videos showing incidents involving UFOs are being declassified by the Pentagon. The release is part of the first congressional hearing on UFOs in more than half a century. The goal is to destigmatize the project. Updates at least every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning right here on Good Morning Orlando.
News, weather, and traffic for the smartest audience in talk radio. News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. Simon Conway in the chair. Next week is going to be a rough week on our southern border, but it's been a rough week pretty much every week since this president came to office. Joining us to talk about it is a man who has worked for both President Obama and President Trump. He's the former head of ICE. He's the former head of Customs and Border Patrol. And he and I have come to know each other pretty well over the last few years. His name is Mark Morgan. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for getting up early for us. How are you, sir?
Hey, Simon. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, as always.
So if you look at the April numbers that we've just got, I mean, there's a horror story in and of itself. But here's a number that is really important to me. We removed 97,000 people who crossed our southern border under Title 42. That's how many we removed. Title 42 goes away next week. What's going to happen?
Yeah, so that's the point. And actually, and you're open, you made another good point, Simon, is that, look, Title 42, I'm glad we're talking about it. We should be talking about it. It still highlights the catastrophe we have right now on our southern border. But let's keep in mind, even if Title 42 stays in place, we're already in the middle of an unmitigated catastrophe at our southwest border, the worst that we've seen in our lifetimes. Even if Title 42 remains, I keep saying once Title 42 ends, it's going to be like the Hindenburg crashing into the Titanic. And what does that mean? It's going to take unprecedented numbers, a wide open border that we already have. It's going to make it worse. It's going to take numbers that we have around 8,000 a day, you know, 7,000 to 8,000 a day, and it's going to make that worse. DHS's own numbers are estimating that the spike immediately after Title 42 is released is going to be up to 18,000 per day, potentially, at least for a little while. And what does that mean? Instead of being removed under Title 42 under a global pandemic, that means all those individuals are going to be brought into our facilities. And a lot of them are going to be released. Not all of them, but a lot of them will be released into the interior of the United States.
Right, and we know that by what's going on right now. So, for example, the April numbers, these are the encounters along the U.S.-Mexico border. Another new high for April, 234,088, apparently. That's how many. That's the most in the history of the Department of Homeland Security. More than 110,000 of those were released into the United States. How do we know that? That's data from the Biden administration itself.
look, Simon, that's exactly right. And that's why we said, if you look at this administration, that they have released well over, I think the numbers between 1.2 and 1.5 million that they've released into the United States since they take it over. And we haven't even talking about gotaways. But look, it's important to remember they're going to spend Title 42, because what they're going to do is they're going to shift from Title 42 to what's called ER, expedited removal. But your listeners need to understand, expedited removal is only really amenable to Mexican single adults. So the 96,000 in this month alone, the over million that they've applied Title 42, expedited removal is not going to be effective and for single adults outside Mexican single adults. So while you're still going to see removals happening under expedited removal going forward, it's not going to be to the extent that you're seeing right now.
I can't imagine what the Border Patrol people are going through. The people in uniform who serve this country, I cannot imagine what they're going through. Now, of course, I've been to the border, unlike the president, and I've met and hung out with some of these amazing agents that are down there, and they're incredible people. They do a very tough job. The first thing they want to do is save life. And I know this because I didn't just meet them for an hour. I hung out with them for 3 days, and I went on trips with them to the border itself. We actually picked up people who had broken into our country illegally. I was with them when that happened. These are incredible men and women. They must be distraught at this point.
Yes, I mean, they are, and it's a good point. I appreciate you bringing it up. And another thing, too, is that's why I love coming on and talking with you, because you have taken the time and the effort and the energy to actually go down there. I know after talking to someone for 2 minutes, whether they've actually physically been down to the border to actually see it for themselves and talk to the agents. That's so critically important to actually understand the truth and reality of what's happened. But they're devastated. Their morale is the worst that it's ever been. And they use terms like broken arrow. It's an old military term that you use when your last line of defense has been completely overrun and overwhelmed, and that's where they're at. But here is why their morale is so bad. Besides the fact that they're not getting any support from their leadership and every effective tool, authority, and policy has been taken away, they know our border is not secure. They understand that when illegal immigration increases, when it's incentivized, when it's rewarded, that degrades their capability to actually secure the border. They know that this is not about illegal immigration. It's about border security, which is affected, though, by and through illegal immigration. They know that 80% of their border toll resources at times are pulled off the line to be travel agents for illegal immigration, leaving the border wide open for drugs to pour in, for gotaways to evade the apprehension. We know that there are murderers and rapists and aggravated felons and gang members among them. They know that increased our national security vulnerability increases because our borders are wide open. That's why they're so frustrated, the morale is so low.
We're talking to Mark Morgan. He's the former head of ICE, the former head of Customs and Border Patrol. I need to put you on hold for 2 minutes, Mark, while we take a quick time out. We'll conclude this conversation all about those drugs and trafficking and how we are enriching the cartels. That's straight ahead, 7:20. This is the Good Morning Orlando. Top stories we're following for you this morning include Netflix is laying off 150 employees to make up for the loss of subscribers. That's about 2% of its workforce. The streaming giant predicted it will see more loss in the future as shares of the company are down almost 70%. Updates at least every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning right here on Good Morning Orlando.
Feel like chiming in? Call us at 407-916-5400 or text us at 23680. This is Good Morning Orlando on News Radio WFLA.
Good morning, Orlando. Simon Conway in the chair. We're in the middle of a conversation with Mark Morgan. He's the former head of ICE, the former head of Customs and Border Patrol, worked for the last two presidents, Obama and Trump, on the border and illegal immigration. Mark, we're talking about enriching the cartels because we're making billionaires at this point, right? No longer millionaires, it's billionaires.
That's exactly right. Look, if we continue the sustained rate of illegal immigration that we have right now under this administration, if it goes on for four years, we're looking at 8 to 10 million, and that's a low estimate of those that will try to illegally enter our border, and the cartels charge each one of them. That's going to equate to about $96 billion to finance the cartels. That's right, 96 with a B, billion. That's larger than the entire GDP of the country of Guatemala and Honduras combined, as an example. But that's what we're doing. And what do the cartels do? And that's why I say illegal immigration is connected to our lack of border security. Not only does it pull agents off the front line, off the national security mission, but it actually finances the cartels to strengthen their power and ability to conduct other criminal schemes like drugs point across and criminal aliens point across, and the list goes on.
Right, and we've got that. The drugs are pouring over. We've got that going on. We've got human trafficking. We've got sexual trafficking, including kids. I mean, it is an absolute nightmare. I like to make sure we look at a positive. If we can possibly find one, with Title 42 expiring next week, if we can possibly find one, if the administration changed in 2 years' time, for the sake of argument, Could this be turned around fairly quickly? Or because we know what what policies work, right? Because when the Biden administration came in, we had the most secure border we'd had in forever.
That's right, Simon. So the quick answer is yes. The hopeful answer is yes. It can be done by two things. It can be done by strong political leadership in Capitol Hill, both on the House and Senate side, to force. And they've got the power of the purse, we like to call it, through appropriations, to force this administration to reverse action, to take the Trump playbook off the shelves, dust it off, and reinstitute it, and do what we know works. We were there, we did it, and it was effective. Not only did it reduce the flow of illegal immigration, but it led to the most secure border we've seen in our lifetime. Additionally to that, when there's a new administration, or I should say a change in Congress, they have to be bold. They have to be strong and pass effective, legitimate, new policies and legislation that will allow us to do just that, to secure the border. And look, we just did, and I was a part of a coalition letter where 16 conservative organizations signed on, over a dozen former Trump officials from the Department of Justice, State, and Homeland Security signed on, laid out a roadmap for Congress with exactly what they need to do from a legislative action perspective. If they do this, if they are able to push this and pass this legislation, we absolutely know it will secure the border and protect American lives.
Mark Morgan is the former head of ICE, the former head of Customs and Border Patrol. Mark, I really appreciate your expertise, and I appreciate how often you make yourself available to me. This is an ongoing crisis that, frankly, our mainstream media should be ashamed of themselves for not reporting, but they're not reporting on it, so we have to do all we can to shed light on what is going on our southern border. I appreciate you, sir, and I'll actually be seeing you in September in D.C. I'm looking forward to that. You take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. We try and get the very best people on particular subjects on the air with you. There is no one better than Mark Morgan if you want to talk about the southern border. It's 7:28 on this Wednesday morning, and that means it's time for Mr. Alan Spector.
A morning blast off from the Cape and a murder under investigation in Volusia County. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together and elsewhere in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. It is 7:32 on this Wednesday morning. A morning blast off from the Cape and a murder under investigation in Volusia County. Here's Alan Spector in the WFLA News Center. Alan?
Simon, just after 7 o'clock this morning, it was another success for SpaceX.
3, 2, 1. Full power. And liftoff.
A Falcon 9 rocket blasting off from Kennedy Space Center. It's sending another 53 Starlink internet satellites into orbit. The booster landed successfully on a drone ship. A busy week at the Cape continues tomorrow night with the scheduled launch of an Atlas V rocket and Boeing's Starliner capsule on an unmanned test flight to the International Space Station. This news is brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
A woman is dead after a shooting in Volusia County. DeLand police say her body was found yesterday afternoon in a car outside a Walgreens on East New York Avenue and South Amelia Avenue. She has not been identified. There's no word on a suspect. State lawmakers return to Tallahassee next week to try to solve Florida's property insurance crisis. Skyrocketing premiums for many homeowners, coverage canceled for others. Governor Ron DeSantis says the legislature knows what's at stake.
Failing, I think, is just not an option. But the good news is, on property insurance, I think we're going to get really, really significant reforms.
And highlighting the issue, the state's Office of Insurance Regulation is holding hearings today on rate hike proposals from Florida Farm Bureau Insurance, First Floridian Auto and Home Insurance, and Kin Insurance Network. The increases range from 23% to 49%. Allegiant Airlines will offer a new option to travel north just in time for the holidays. Allegiant announcing it will offer nonstop flights from Orlando Sanford International Airport to Akron, Ohio and Provo, Utah. The flights to Akron will start in October. The flights to Provo will start in December. And there seems to be no relief in sight from prices at the pump.
Hold on to your wallets. Gasoline prices rose 4 more cents yesterday, pushing the national average for regular to a record $4.56 a gallon, according to AAA. In California, you might need to get a second job to keep filling your tank. The state average hit $6.05, also a record, and the most expensive in the country. Another first for prices at the pump, drivers in all 50 states are paying an average of at least $4 a gallon. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
The statewide average price here in Florida for gasoline is $4.51 a gallon. In Metro Orlando, it's $4.49. WFLA News Time is 7:35. Elsewhere. Fans of Taylor Swift are getting desperate, to which Taylor herself might reply. Some folks are making a last-ditch effort to see Taylor Swift deliver the commencement address for New York University's class of 2022 at Yankee Stadium today. It's reported that some super fans are approaching graduates on social media and offering hundreds of dollars for their seats. NYU does have a policy that forbids tickets from being auctioned off, with the punishment being delays in receiving diplomas. Swift will also receive an honorary doctorate degree from NYU, but there are no plans for her to sing.
I just saw
her
ticket.
She's not going to sing.
What? I saw that her tickets, you have to be 18 and older for this next concert.
What concert is that?
The one that's in, I think, in Orlando that she's coming to. Okay. I mean, don't quote me on it, but that's what I saw.
Okay, well, that doesn't that doesn't affect me at all. So, what do I care?
We're all Swifties here, aren't we?
Yeah, of course we are.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. So Taylor Swift giving the commencement. Okay, good.
This episode of Elsewhere is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away. Elsewhere, a slithery suspect is in custody in Polk County. Sheriff Grady Judd says a woman called about a snake on her dryer on her back patio. A lieutenant responded and put the snake in a garbage can, but the snake jumped out of the can and slithered behind a freezer. That's when a deputy, who's a canine handler, arrived and captured the snake.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these snakes on this
dryer.
Good job, man.
Nailed it. Yep.
Got those bleeps in where you needed them. Excellent.
And finally,
yes, not a moment too soon,
a Wisconsin man is celebrating 50 years of eating two Big Macs a day. Don Gorski of Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, has counted every Big Mac he's ever eaten. The total is now over 32,000. Gorski said he'll continue eating Big Macs until he dies. In fact, a lot of people said he'd die before reaching the 50-year milestone, but Gorski has proved them wrong.
Yay!
All right.
Did it come with fries? Did he supersize the fries? That's what we really want to know.
Don't have details on the rest of the luncheon or dinner or whenever he consumes these Big Macs. But just, you know.
Big milkshake to go with that?
Sure, why not?
Wash it all down.
What's a Big Mac without a milkshake and fries? It's not a Big Mac.
Right, exactly.
It's pointless.
Exactly.
Come on.
It's completely pointless.
Come on, man. Find more on these stories.
Come on, man.
Thank you, Keyshawn. Find more on these stories on the Good Morning Orlando page at WFLAOrlando.com. Listen to the Elsewhere podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Just look for Elsewhere. With Alan Spector, and look for Simon and more of Good Morning Orlando in just a couple of minutes, along with an update of Orlando's news, weather, and traffic on Good Morning Orlando.
Top stories we're following for you this morning include a flight attendant is credited with helping a passenger give birth on a flight to Orlando. In a Facebook post, Frontier Airlines says the passenger went into labor on a flight out of Denver. The flight attendant took the woman to the back lavatory and helped deliver the baby while the plane was diverted to Pensacola, where paramedics were waiting. Updates at least every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning, right here on Good Morning Orlando.
Florida Roundtable with Melissa Fox, Saturday nights at 9. News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. 7:43 on this Wednesday morning. I have questions. Have you flown recently? We're giving birth in airplane toilets. How is that possible?
Well, the name
you have to twist yourself into a pretzel to pee.
Let's remember the name of the name of the airline is Frontier. So,
yes.
Anything goes.
That is actually a perfect
I didn't think it was possible to make those things any smaller, but they found a way to make them smaller.
Yeah.
And I'm just racking my brains to figure out how you would give birth in one of those.
Yeah, I had to step outside.
But done.
Just to change my mind. But seriously.
Well done, everybody involved. I mean, it's great. I'm not knocking it. I'm just trying to get my head around how.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Lizzie, you said that's perfect position. And when was the last time you flew, Lizzie?
Well, I've given birth a couple times, so yeah.
Airborne?
Maybe.
Aircraft toilet, was it?
I don't like any of you anymore.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay. Nobody else does either. Yeah.
No, it's okay. Having just flown like 2 days ago, I'm like, what? I read this story and I'm like, what? How? Truly remarkable. I think I think the physics involved is really something that should be studied, probably. Mm. Or not. I mean, maybe not. I don't know. But anyway, ho-hum. It's 7:45 on this Wednesday morning. Simon Conway in the chair. Yes, Alan.
I think when you said you couldn't get your head around this story, I think that described it perfectly.
Yes. Often you have to bend your head while you're in one of the cubicles.
Or just leave the head outside. I don't know.
Yes.
I hope
okay, there's a visual people don't need.
I hope your aim is good. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Oh, what was that?
That was me saying wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought somebody stood on your foot or something there, man, for a minute. Anyway, yes, we're off the rails. That's okay. 407-916-5400. My preferred means of you contacting us, you can text us at 23680. Guy will read out the good ones. And you can send us a talk back by using your iHeartRadio app. Open up the full page version of News Radio WFLA Orlando. Click the whole red button thing. A dynamic page will open up. Click the button again. You'll get a 3-2-1 countdown on the screen so you know when to start talking. And then you can record it. If you don't like it, you can record over it. When you do like it, you can hit the send button and send it to us as someone has done, Guy Roberts, right?
That's right. It's our favorite talkbacker.
Good morning, Orlando.
Pete the pool guy?
Here, dropping some knowledge. So if you understand a little bit about capitalism and working with the government to produce goods, such as baby formula for your children, has nothing to do with pure capitalism. Baby formulas have to pass FDA regulations, and not very many companies can jump through all the hoops that's necessary to sell food to your baby.
There you go. He's back to work straight away. Pete the pool guy there. Okay.
Alan,
thank you.
He just comes up for air long enough for the 30 seconds of the talkback feature, then it's back to work in that pool.
Yes, he's a good man. We love Pete the Pool Guy, and he's not wrong, by the way. I don't have problems with the one company thing. I have problems with the one factory thing. That's the issue for me, because if you lose the factory, you lose everything. So anyway, thank you for that. And by the way, baby formula, expensive right now, particularly, along with gas. So maybe we can help you out with... $1,000!
Dollars!
That's right. Coming up here in just a little over an hour, starting at 9 a.m., we're going to give you a nationwide $1,000 keyword. Once you hear it, you go to WFLAOrlando.com, enter it in, and you could wind up with a grand in your hand.
That's how that works. And good luck after 9 o'clock. It is 7:48, and this is Good Morning Orlando. Top stories we're following for you this morning include Osceola County deputies are responsible for a man, in the words of his lawyer, being cooked alive. That's what lawyers for Gene Barreto said yesterday about an incident at an Orange County gas station 3 months ago. They say the 26-year-old suffered third-degree burns after a taser used by deputies sparked a fire at one of the pumps. Updates at least every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning, right here on Good Morning Orlando.
The latest news and a place to talk about it. News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. It's 7:53 on this Wednesday morning, and I'm Simon Conway in the chair for Bud. And very honored to be able to do that with you. So I'm amazed this story did not end up, by the way, in elsewhere. Just saying. Because it would appear that police have been notified of a man pumping gas into the bed of a pickup. Uh-huh. No, really.
No container, just the bed.
Happened in Delray Beach, apparently. So, according to the police report, officers conducted a high-risk felony traffic stop on this Chevy Silverado. The report was obtained by WPEC. It said the officer treated the incident as high risk because Texas temp tags are widely used, apparently, to mask criminal activity. Anyway, he was detained while the officer inspected the vehicle, and they found this large metallic open gas tank that included a pump nozzle
in the bed of the pickup.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And that's what he was pumping gas into. You would think, right? You think that that would be fairly obviously dangerous. Forget all the laws. Yeah, forget the laws that may have been broken here, just for a moment. You would think that might be really dangerous. That's exactly what you want. You know, gas sloshing around in the back of your pickup. Anyway, underneath the temporary Texas tag, they found registered Florida tags were registered to the guy they picked up. I mean, that's just lazy, right? If you're putting temp tags on, allegedly, of another state to hide your identity, you would think you would actually remove the real tags that belong to you first. But apparently, allegedly, the person, Yasmani Gonzalez, didn't do it. He was 34. He is 34. He was charged with having a tag attached that was not assigned, possession of a counterfeit tag, charged with unlawful conveyance of fuel as well. That's a third-degree felony. And I find that story particularly fascinating. So there you go. Thought that might have made it to elsewhere.
Well, you know, we have very strict standards here about what goes in elsewhere and what doesn't, so...
Uh-huh. Well, clearly.
You're welcome to the leftovers, clearly. Simon.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Has Taylor Swift begun speaking yet?
Not yet.
Just wondered.
She may be talking to someone right now, but as far as actually speaking at Yankee Stadium, I think that's a little later on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, but she likes to sound check. Well, let me a sound check. You
sibilance.
Wonder.
Sibilance. 1-2, 1-2.
Yes, as Alan and I have discussed, he knows words, by the way.
Yes.
Just saying.
Some words. Not a lot.
Yes, not a lot. No. And talking of things that we're checking on, has Sean Penn smelted his Oscar yet?
He hasn't smelt it or dealt it. So.
Okay. So... We're still waiting.
Yep.
Still waiting. The great smeltdown. That's his word, not mine. The great smeltdown that he promised us would take place if President Zelensky of Ukraine did not address the Oscar crowd on the night of the Oscars, which he did not.
No.
Sean Penn told us he would publicly smelt his Oscars.
Yeah, I wonder if Sean made it to the Cannes Film Festival because... Yesterday, Zelensky addressed that event.
He did. And what a perfect venue to smelt your Oscars that would have been.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to do that in public.
Well, you don't want to do it just anywhere.
There. No, right? I mean, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Sell tickets.
There you go. The great smelting. Maybe you could do it at Yankee Stadium after Taylor Swift speaks. Anyway, we're just coming up with ideas. It is 7:58.
Spitballing.
On this Wednesday. There you go. 7:58 on this Wednesday morning. And this is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Another day, another SpaceX launch. And the Bolts are up 1-0. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA and iHeart Radio Station.
Good morning, Orlando. This is Orlando's news, weather, and traffic on News Radio WFLA Orlando, now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, AM 540, and worldwide on your iHeartRadio app. I'm Simon Conway.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, a busy morning at the Cape. More in 1 minute.
And Elon Musk responds to Project Veritas's undercover videos at Twitter. That's coming right up on Good Morning Orlando.
8:02 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Just about 1 hour ago, it was another successful launch for SpaceX from Kennedy Space Center.
Falcon 9 has successfully lifted off from Launch Complex 39A, carrying our 53 Starlink satellites into space.
And about 8 minutes later, SpaceX landed the booster on a drone ship. Meanwhile, Boeing's Starliner capsule is cleared for an unmanned test flight to the International Space Station from Cape Canaveral. NASA's Steve Stitch said yesterday's launch readiness review went well.
It was short. It was very clean. There's really no issues that ULA, Boeing, or NASA are working. So we're go to proceed toward the launch on Thursday, 6:54 p.m. Eastern Time.
A successful test flight will move Starliner closer to being certified to carry astronauts. This news is brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. A Republican primary race in Pennsylvania is too close to call this morning. TV personality Mehmet Oz and businessman David McCormick are neck and neck. In North Carolina, results from yesterday's election show Congressman Madison Cawthorn lost to State Senator Chuck Edwards. President Biden says he clearly understands the anger and pain of losing a loved one. Speaking in Buffalo after Saturday's deadly mass shooting, the president acknowledged the 10 victims of the massacre at a grocery store.
Phil and I have come to stand with you. And to the families, we've come to grieve with you. It's not the same, but we know a little bit what it's like to lose a piece of your soul.
Biden called white supremacy a poison in America. Biden added, hate and fear are being given too much oxygen in the U.S. Florida might not be as attractive a place to live as it used to be, Rick Hoschel explains.
U.S. News and World Report issued its annual Best Places to Live list, and all but two Florida cities fell in the rankings. Sarasota remained the best place to live in the state at number 9 in the country, and Daytona Beach moved up one spot to 68. Orlando had the biggest drop due to its lack of affordability, from 60th last year to 118th this year. And Naples fell out of the top 10 from 7th to 12th. Nationally, the best place to live is Huntsville, Alabama, followed by Colorado Springs. Rick Hoschel, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
In Washington, the House is voting today on a bill to help ease the baby formula shortage. It would give emergency authority to the WIC program. That means people who rely on WIC vouchers for food assistance could use them on any brand of formula and not be restricted. And the Stanley Cup champions take the NHL's top-seeded team to school.
Game one of the Sunshine State playoff series between the Tampa Bay Lightning and Florida Panthers went to Tampa Bay as they knocked off Florida 4-1. Nikita Kucherov had a huge assist and goal to help set the pace.
Kucherov looking things over. Shoots! Score! There you go. Kucherov!
Soonsy shoots.
Lightning Radio with the call. Game two of the best of seven series comes up from Sunrise on Thursday night. I'm Jason Barringer.
WFLA News Time is 8:05. Find more stories online at WFLAOrlando.com. You're just 1 hour away from your first chance of the day to win $1,000. Be listening right after 9 a.m. for the next keyword that could put a grand in your hand. The third hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
Quick wit and compelling perspectives. Glenn Beck, 9 till noon. News Radio WFLA Orlando.
.06 on this Wednesday morning. Simon Conway in the chair. And don't forget that opportunity to win $1,000.
Dollars.
Is coming up about 1 hour from now. So make sure you keep it locked here. We want to get some winners. Plenty of Orlando winners. There were two more yesterday, by the way, from our stations. And still waiting for one on this station as well. So that's very important. Coming up this hour, we're going to talk about Elon Musk. Because that whole Twitter thing, I think he might just be figuring out he doesn't need to pay as much for it as he's offered. There would appear to be an awful lot of bots
a lot more than Twitter has led on. Apparently, around half of the followers of President Biden, fake. And it's a really important number because it's very important. And there's a serious side to it, right? We could make fun of that. We could laugh at it. But there's actually a serious side to it because Twitter is a business. And what they're telling their advertisers is, hey, this is how many people we have on. And 5% of them we think are fake accounts. And that 5% number is nearer 20% or 25% or 30%. Then they're massively overcharging, right? So, it's very important. And now, of course, we have undercover video from Project Veritas, inside Twitter, which says a lot. The biggest part of it, actually, is they choose when they want to go to work. Some people take months off, paid. It's a remarkable thing. And, we got some audio of that. But talking of audio, we have potentially the worst ever answer from the White House press room podium from a new White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, which is a lot. It's a lot to say, Karine Jean-Pierre. So we'll just go with KGB. I know the Jean is not a G. I know it's a J. But, you know, KGB is just easier to say. So the new White House press secretary, KGB, gave just the worst answer I have ever heard about inflation. It wasn't the subject matter. It was just she was talking gibberish.
Word salad.
And we'll play you that. Real word salad. We'll play you that straight ahead. It's 8:08 on this Wednesday morning. Simon Conway in for Bud. And this is Good Morning Orlando. Top stories we're following for you this morning include children ages 5 through 11 are now eligible for a COVID booster shot. The FDA issued authorization for the Pfizer COVID-19 shot yesterday. Dr. Peter Marks with the FDA said the benefits of the third shot for kids outweigh any risks. Updates at least every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning, right here on Good Morning Orlando.
The new form of broadcast excellence. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, noon to 3 p.m. News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. Simon Conway in the chair. It is 8:13 on this Wednesday morning. So we got a brand new White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, or as I prefer to call her now, KGB. And she, you know, look, it's not an easy job. Not an easy job. Her first go up there, she basically made it all about her. She told us that she was a woman, that she was, I think she's gay. She said she was gay, told us she was black and an immigrant, and then said, it's not about me, having made it all about her. So she's very interesting. Very interesting person. Her partner is apparently, her spouse is apparently a CNN anchor. That should give everybody pause, shouldn't it? Or is that just me? That should give people pause, I think. But none of that is as relevant as the weird, weird stuff that we heard from her at the White House press room podium yesterday in answer to a question about inflation from Fox News' White House correspondent Peter Doocy.
So, are you talking about a specific tweet?
He tweeted, you want to bring down inflation, let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share.
Look, you know, we have talked about this past year, about making sure that the wealthiest among us are paying their fair share. And that is important to do, and that is something that, you know, the president has been, you know, working on every day when we talk about inflation and lowering costs. And so it's very important that, you know, as we're seeing costs rise, as we're talking about how to, build an America that's safe, that's equal for everyone and doesn't leave anyone behind, that is an important part of that as well.
But how does raising taxes on corporations lower lower the cost of gas, the cost of a used car, the cost of food for everyday Americans.
So look, I think we encourage those who have done.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Right? We're going to go back to it, but right? How do, what does that got to do with the price of a gallon of milk? What? She carried on.
Cost of a used car, the cost of food for everyday Americans.
So look, I think we encourage those who have done very well, right, especially those who care about climate change, to support a fair tax code that doesn't change, that doesn't charge manufacturers, workers, builders a higher percentage of their earnings, that the most fortunate people in our nation.
She's reading now, by the way.
That stand in the way of reducing energy costs and fighting this existential problem, if you think about that as an example, and to support basic collective bargaining rights as well.
Huh?
That's also important. But look, it is, you know, by not, if, without having a fair tax code, which is what I'm talking about, then all, every, like manufacturing workers, cops, you know, it's not fair for them to have to pay higher taxes than the folks that who are not paying taxes at all.
Wow. Honestly, you're left with, what the heck was that? Because, right? What was that?
I don't know. And she was reading off of paper horribly.
Yeah, she couldn't even. She wasn't reading it very well, by the way. But she was reading, which is a terrible thing to do. First of all, by all means, have notes. I get that. You know, it's a tough job. They could ask you anything. You take in the big book to make sure you've got some notes, at least some bullet points to refer to. But that had literally nothing to do with the question. It was just Democratic talking points, right? Everybody pay their fair share. Well, you know, we could go down that road, and of course the wealthiest amongst us pay way over their fair share, by the way, particularly Elon Musk, who made a point of that earlier this year. So they pay well over their fair share. That's number one, but it's not relevant to the cost of a gallon of gas. Climate change. Huh? What the heck has that got to do with a gallon of milk? Or baby formula? This is all such unbelievable garbage. Are we going to give her a pass because it was like day two of the new gig?
If you're in that kind of position, you need to be on point right out the gate.
I think so. I think that colors everything everybody's going to think about it. But we'll see. We'll keep an eye on it, and we'll let you know if it continues, because I suspect it will continue. Because her first port of call was to go to the reading about a subject entirely unrelated to that which she was supposed to be talking about. All right, we are changing the subject. We're going to talk about Elon Musk. Elon Musk talked about who was the president of the United States. Is it Biden or is it the person that loads up the teleprompter? We got that and Project Veritas stuff as well. That's coming right up here on Good Morning Orlando. Top stories we're following for you this morning include Allegiant Airlines will offer a new option to travel north just in time for the holidays. Allegiant announced it'll offer non-stop flights from Orlando Sanford International Airport to Akron, Ohio and Provo, Utah. The flights to Akron will start in October and flights to Provo will start in December. Updates at least every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning right here on Good Morning Orlando.
Connections Show. Relationship radio with a twist. Thursday nights at 9. News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. It is 8:23 on this Wednesday morning. Simon Conway in the chair. We do have a guest on hold. I'm coming to her straight away, but not before I tell you about all the wonderful podcasts you can listen to. Guy, right?
Yep, such as Betrayal. It's the new true crime podcast chronicling one of a woman's real-life fairy tale gone horribly wrong. Her husband's dark, secret life rocked the community, ruined their marriage, and landed him in prison. You can listen as she climbs out of the devastation on the Betrayal podcast, available now on the free iHeartRadio app.
There you go. Yesterday, Elon Musk spoke about who was really president, right? Is it the president, or is it whoever controls the teleprompter? Well, our guest this morning is Dr. Mina Bose, and if I started giving you her list of credits, we would be here for a very, very long time. I'm going to go with she's the author of the American Government Institutions and Policies textbook and the Paradoxes of the American President. Presidency textbook. Good morning, Doc. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I've actually been working on both of those this semester, a new edition. So I'm glad you mentioned those. That's what I'm doing right now.
Excellent. Who's president of the United States right now?
The president is President Joe Biden, and I would have to say that I disagree with Elon Musk. It's not who controls the teleprompter. It's not who tells the president what to do, nor is it whoever has the kind of most biggest voice on social media. The president is the person who is elected, who is making policy decisions, who is running the White House, and that is Joe Biden. Now, it's pretty clear Elon Musk disagrees with pretty much everything the Biden administration is doing, and that's his right. But to say that that Joe Biden is not in charge of his presidency is, I would say, is inaccurate. I think there's also an implication here that Biden would do better, could get us out of this mess if he gave a good speech from the teleprompter. And I don't think that's
Doc, here's the thing. We've seen numerous examples of other people telling him what to say, hustling him away from reporters, including, really embarrassingly, the big white rabbit hustled him away from being when he was being asked questions about Afghanistan. It's like they don't want to let him loose. They don't let him give speeches from the White House. Instead, they cross the road to the fake White House where they've got the teleprompter. It is really a remarkable thing that we're witnessing with this president, isn't it?
No, I mean, I really don't. If you think about staging of the presidency, I mean, we can go back 40 years and President Reagan, right, kind of perfected the art of kind of walking away as reporters were calling to him as he was boarding airplanes and couldn't hear them, right, was very good at deflecting questions. I think that there is, at some point, the president has to govern. The president can takes questions when has visiting officials, gives public speeches, is out and about, is out and communicating. But at some point, the communications can't go on forever. And I think we have a very divided Washington right now. I would say potentially the country as well, but just over what policy decisions, what our policy priorities are. That's the issue here. It's not that Biden is unable to communicate. It's that there's not a coalition. He's having trouble building a majority within his own party, let alone a bipartisan one.
I get that, but that's not really the point that I think Musk was making, or indeed that I'm making. It's not when to call an end to questioning. There he is. He's in the, he's on the lawn. They're rolling eggs and all the rest of it. Somebody asked him about Afghanistan, which of course was an absolute disaster, an unmitigated disaster, and he's hustled away by the white rabbit before he has a chance to answer it. He was going to answer it. They stopped him, which poses the question, who's running the place? Because if he really is running the place, he says, no, wait a minute, I was asked a question. I'm going to answer it.
I really think that I'm not sure that the Easter egg hunt is a place for the Easter egg roll is a time for going into debates over Afghanistan. But I would also say that we've seen Biden speak up. We've had there was the question about when he referred to Putin as a war criminal, and his press secretary communications team walked that back, and he said, "No, I stand by what I said." Right, that Putin committed war crimes. I think it's I think that the idea that Biden's handlers are running the show, I just think fundamentally misrepresents what he's doing.
All right. Well, Dr. Mina Bose, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. I think the post-administration books are going to be fascinating, and I think we may get a little insight into the truth of what is really going on in the White House. I appreciate you, though, ma'am. Thanks very much for coming on this morning. Have yourself a great day. It's 8:28, and that means it's time for Mr. Alan Spector.
The magic win the lottery, and SpaceX has a good morning. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
Wednesday morning, and the magic win the lottery. SpaceX had a great morning. Here's Alan Spector in the WFLA News Center. Alan?
Simon, the Magic are the big winners at the NBA Draft Lottery. Orlando will be selecting first overall in this year's draft. The Magic's president of basketball operations, Jeff Weltman, is excited.
I feel like the lottery is kind of a special event because it just makes us all fans, basically. We're all just rooting for our team and hoping that number pops up the right way. So, but teams are built on these breaks. So it's an important night for us, and obviously we're thrilled to have caught our break.
This is the fourth time Orlando has the number one pick in the draft. The Magic have previously selected Shaquille O'Neal, Chris Webber, who was traded for Penny Hardaway, and Dwight Howard, first overall. This news is brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. Just after 7 o'clock this morning, it was another success for SpaceX.
3, 2, 1. Full power. And liftoff.
A Falcon 9 rocket blasting off from Kennedy Space Center. It's sending another 53 Starlink internet satellites into orbit. SpaceX also landed the booster on a drone ship. A busy week at the Cape continues tomorrow night with the scheduled launch of an Atlas V rocket and Boeing's Starliner capsule on an unmanned test flight to the International Space Station. Gas prices nationwide jumped another 4 cents overnight. Mark Mayfield has more.
The record high for regular in the U.S. is now up to $4.56 a gallon. The highest prices are out west, where the statewide averages in Alaska, Hawaii, Washington, Oregon, and Nevada are all over $5 a gallon. California is now up to $6.05 a gallon. The least expensive gas is in Kansas, where the statewide average is $4.02 a gallon. Mark Mayfield, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
And here in Florida, the statewide average gas price, according to AAA, is $4.51. In Metro Orlando, it's $4.49 a gallon. There's a new start date for the sentencing phase of the confessed Parkland High School shooter. Yesterday, the judge announced it will begin June 27th. Once selected, the jury will decide if Nicholas Cruz should be executed or spend life in prison. The leader of Ukraine is encouraging filmmakers to stand up for free speech. Volodymyr Zelensky gave a video address at last night's Cannes Film Festival in France. He said cinema is always on the side of freedom. WFLA News Time is 8:35. Elsewhere. An expensive designer sneaker that comes fully destroyed is the talk of social media. The Balenciaga company has released a limited edition version of their Paris high top sneaker, one that already comes pre-ripped. Plus, it has smudges and a graffiti logo. The price tag for these sneakers? $1,850.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
And I know you want to jump on this.
I did miss the sound effect for the smudge.
There wasn't one.
Oh, okay.
Yes. We're on a tight budget. We ran out of money after we got the ripping sound effect.
Okay, let's use that again then.
Had to make some
money's worth.
Had to make some cuts, you know. And they ripped those sneakers first.
There we go.
And then they charge you $1,850. And I know you want to jump on this offer. The sneaker is currently available on the Balenciaga website for pre-order. with three other destroyed sneakers in the collection as well.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm good, but okay.
Yeah. Get the whole set. Collect them all.
Mm.
Trade them with your friends. And elsewhere.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
Our record-setting friend from Idaho is shattering a world record for the most T-shirts worn while running a half marathon. This is
okay.
This is our old buddy David Rush from Idaho. His support team dressed him in 111 T-shirts before a race over the weekend. I saw the video. He looked like a blimp with 111 T-shirts on. He had 3 hours to finish the race, and he did so with just over 10 minutes to spare. The previous record was set last year by a British runner wearing just 82 T-shirts. That's lame.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'm at a...
Rush has broken over 200 Guinness World Records, and he does it to promote STEM education.
Doesn't he have the record for breaking records? I believe he does.
He does, yeah.
Ridiculous. Just ridiculous. Yeah. Okay.
Collect them all. Trade them with your friends. And finally... A well-placed bullet hole is causing a leak in the small southern Arkansas town of Kingsland in more ways than one. Kingsland is the birthplace of the legendary Johnny Cash.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Yeah, that guy. You remember him. Well, Johnny Cash...
I do.
Yeah, Johnny Cash's silhouette is painted on Kingsland's 50,000-gallon water tower. And someone recently fired a shot at it, hitting the image of the man in black in what Mayor Luke Neal calls a very sensitive area, making it appear that Johnny Cash is urinating off the side. Now, while the...
I don't know why you're filling a cup, by the way.
While the stunt is attracting attention, it's also costing the city $200 a day until the hole can be repaired, a job that will cost around $5,000. The vandal could face felony charges if caught.
That's some shooting, though.
If he indeed was aiming for that.
Right?
Nailed it.
Right. I mean, if he was aiming for that, if it wasn't just some drunken dude like or dudette firing randomly, and he was aiming for that, that's some shooting. I bet somebody could fix that for $1,000, actually, and Guy's going to tell you about that in a minute.
Okay.
Right after Alan closes this out.
All right. Find more on these stories on the Good Morning Orlando page at WFLAOrlando.com. Listen to the Elsewhere podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Just look for Elsewhere. With Alan Spector. Guy, what do you have to say for yourself?
Coming up in just a little over 20 minutes is going to be your first chance at $1,000. Every hour, we're going to give you a nationwide keyword. You hear it, you go to WFLAOrlando.com, enter it in, and you could end up with a grand in your hand.
But before that, this is really exciting. The Monster Jam World Finals coming up this weekend at Camping World Stadium. And up next, Guy and I will be joined in studio by one of the superstars of that event. That's just a couple of minutes away, along with an update of Orlando's news, weather, and traffic on Good Morning Orlando.
Money, real estate, investments. Learn from the pros, evenings and weekends. News Radio, WFLA Orlando.
This is Good Morning Orlando. Alan Spector along with Guy Roberts. And we're excited about something that's coming up this weekend. The Monster Jam World Finals at Camping World Stadium. And with us in the studio is one of the superstars of that sport, Tom Mentz, the man behind the wheel of Max D, Maximum Destruction. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Wow. Great to be back. So cool to be back here with the World Finals. So jacked up for this weekend.
And this is really the Super Bowl of your season, right?
It is. It's the biggest event. It's going to be the best event ever.
Speaking of Super Bowls, how does it feel to tell Tom Brady that you have more championships than he does? You have 12 of them. You're looking for a 13th this weekend.
I'm looking for a 13th, maybe a 14th. Every bit of it, for sure. I mean, looking for tough, tough competition. Everybody wants to win. Nobody wants to see me win again.
I want to see you win.
All right.
Yeah.
You started in 1993, and you started with Monster Patrol, and then you had Bulldozer, Goldberg, then you started Team Mentz, and now you're Maximum Destruction.
It's been an amazing ride. You know, 19 years with Max D, tearing it up as well. It's been super fun. You know, it's been my dream job come true. Every day I go to work, but I don't have to be at work.
Now, you know, you talk about all the years that you've been involved in this, and I have to confess, I have never been to a monster truck event. Tom, what have I been missing all these years?
You've been missing everything. You know, number one for you is family fun. You know, tons of family fun. A great pit party. People tailgate here in Orlando before the event. They go to the pit party. They see their favorite truck up close. They meet their favorite drivers. You know, getting to see an awesome Monster Jam truck up close is amazing in itself. Then the event, you know, after the pit party. The event is second to none. So much excitement. Seeing a 12,000-pound Monster Jam truck flying 40 foot above the ground, and more importantly, doing backflips. You know, when it's upside down, rotating in the air, lands back on the tires, it'd just be a huge assault on your senses.
Now, for a novice like me, again, never having been to an event, how do you determine the winner of these events?
Several competitions involved, four big ones this weekend. Skills challenge is just simply who can do the coolest skill, you know, on two wheels, like a two-wheel bicycle on the side, a nose wheelie, balancing a 12,000-pound Monster Jam truck on the nose, doing a standard wheelie. So many different competitions, and that one there, racing, which is amazing. It's going to be crazy at Camping World Stadium. It's an X-style course. There's an over-under, so a Monster Jam truck is going to be racing under while another one flies over the top in an X. So you have to have a crossing point in the middle. Never been done at Monster Jam before. Hopefully they get over the top. And then freestyle. That's everybody's favorite. You got 2 minutes to do the biggest tricks, get the biggest air, put down an amazing run so all the Monster Jam fans vote you the winner. Oh, it's going to be a great event. So cool to be back. And I'm very proud to bring the greatest event to World Finals here in Orlando.
Yeah, Camping World Stadium. A quick question before we go. I've been seeing video of the preparations that go on at Camping World Stadium. It's been going on for a while. They're digging that thing up. What goes into getting a venue like that ready for your event?
So much work. Probably about 25 operators transforming that stadium into a Monster Jam fun park. You know, building that track where a truck can jump over the top of another truck, setting up for so many amazing stunts that people are going to see, special stunts as well.
Well, they better clean up after they're done. That's all I have to say.
It's a lot of dirt.
We're not worried about that. We're just going to have a great time.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Tom Mentz, the man behind Max D, Maximum Destruction. It's the Monster Jam World Finals at Camping World Stadium this Saturday and Sunday. Be there!
Can't wait to meet everybody out there.
All right, and we're back with more of Good Morning Orlando in just a couple of minutes.
Top stories we're following for you this morning include former Florida Congresswoman Corinne Brown appears to be taking a plea deal to avoid another fraud trial. Brown is scheduled to appear for a change of plea hearing this morning in Jacksonville. Brown was convicted in 2017 of using charitable donations for personal use, but that conviction was tossed a year ago. Updates at least every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning, right here on Good Morning Orlando.
Follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at WFLA Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. It is 8:53. That was good stuff, gents. Really was. I enjoyed that. Well done.
Yeah, Tom Menz, he's always a great interviewer. He's usually the guy who comes out and promotes their events when they come to Camping World Stadium in Orlando. And, of course, this is the big one, Monster Jam World Finals, this weekend, Camping World Stadium. You can find out more on our website, WFLAOrlando.com.
Exactly right. And 13 championships, unlike Tom Brady, who doesn't have that many. He's only got 7.
Lame.
Very lame. But I am looking forward to something, because yesterday Netflix announced that the only 7, now that's how they're calling it, the only 7-time Super Bowl champion is going to be featured in a new series, and he'll be first. It's called The Greatest Roasts of All Time, or GROATS. See what they did there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Brady is the executive producer of the series, and they're going to introduce him as we can't wait to burn the 3-time Super Bowl losing quarterback Tom Brady, who only went back to the NFL in order to delay this roast. They're also going to say various other things about him, he was a 6th-round draft pick and all that other stuff. So
But
it sounds like it might be really good. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm sure it'll be hilarious, because when you think of comedy, who else do you think of but Tom Brady?
Tom Brady, who went after LeBron James on Twitter last night. Did you see that?
Did not.
Did not see that.
Did he roast LeBron James?
He was doing... No, not really. He challenged LeBron James. He was doing a Q&A on one of the social media platforms, and Brady jumped in and challenged him to ice hockey, which I'm pretty sure the Tampa Bay Buccaneers would have a problem with.
I think. Mm-hmm.
And probably the Lakers would have a problem with it, too.
Other than that, it's
just saying
guaranteed it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's on.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they just go bowling? Man.
Bowling. Yeah.
That would be great. Would I pay to see that? No, I wouldn't.
Can you picture LeBron?
I'd like to see that, but I wouldn't.
Picture LeBron going up to the counter and looking for a pair of shoes in his size.
Shoes. Yeah. Wonder what Shaq does in that same situation.
You know, I have a feeling that if Shaq wanted to bowl, he could probably afford his own custom-made bowling shoes.
And what, LeBron couldn't?
Well, I mean, that doesn't go with the story I was trying to tell, so.
No, I know. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that show is coming to Netflix in 2023. It's set to tape in 2023. Brady will be first up. I don't know who else the groats are going to be, but Brady will be first up in that particular series. Might be very good. Might not be. It depends who the roasters are, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Anyway, will Brady be on Fox by then as an analyst? Will he retire again at the end of this season? What do you think?
I have no idea what he's going to do. I mean...
Not helpful.
Well, I mean, supposedly he wants to go to the Miami Dolphins at some point and play for them.
I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that.
You're not?
I'm not buying that.
Okay.
Not... I think if he could acquire the Miami Dolphins, I think that would happen. But I don't know that he just wants to go and play for another team just for the sake of it. But anyway, we'll see. Time will tell. That's going to do it for today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you to this amazing morning show crew, Lizzie and Guy and Alan. But mainly, as ever, my thanks to you guys. It is never, ever, ever the same without you. Have yourselves a fabulous Wednesday. We'll be back at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning to do it all over again. Have yourself a wonderful day. Good morning.
Your next chance to win $1,000 is just minutes away.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.